A year ago, Idaho became the first state in the country to pass a law requiring student athletes at public institutions to compete only on teams which align with their sex at birth. That law has stalled pending a lawsuit, but as Troy Oppie reports, Idaho's actions paved the way for another state to push for a similar law.
Montana's bill is nearly identical to what Idaho passed last year, with a couple important omissions, according to the bill's sponsor, Montana Representative John Fuller.
House Bill 112 does not include within it that aspect of the Idaho case that the federal court put an injunction on.
Those sections in the Idaho law referenced in the lawsuit specify how athletes need to prove their sex when challenged and protect educational institutions from investigation over the matter. But the question of constitutionality remains if the Montana bill is challenged in court. Fiscal impact is another matter. Idaho Representative Barbara Ehart, who sponsored last year's bill, testified last week before Montana's House Judiciary Committee. She said Idaho had suffered no fiscal consequences due to the passage of the bill. What she left out was that the NCAA only tabled a threat to pull events like the men's basketball first and second rounds out of Idaho after the Ninth Circuit issued an injunction stopping the law in August. In Montana, the bill advanced out of committee on a near party line vote. Next, its potential fiscal impact will be reviewed by the governor's office. It's expected to hit the State House floor for debate starting today. Troy Oppie, Boise State Public Radio News.